Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. Today's tip is on the use of beta blockers. Beta receptors are adrenergic, meaning that they are stimulated by hormones released by the adrenal gland, primarily epinephrine or adrenaline and norepinephrine. Beta receptors are located throughout the body, but the receptors that we focus on for ACLS are the beta-1 receptors, which are found in the heart. Beta-2 affects the lungs, and beta-3, smooth muscle. Stimulation of beta-1 receptors have both a chronotropic and an ionotropic effect, meaning that it speeds up the heart as well as making it contract more forcefully. As the name suggests, beta blocker agents attach to the beta receptors and inhibit or block the effects of epinephrine and norepinephrine in the body. Because beta receptors are found throughout the body, administration of beta blockers affect more than just the heart. It is for this reason that ACLS doesn't go into a lot of detail about the use of beta blockers. For purposes of your class, remember that beta blockers should be considered after MONA in the ACS algorithm and after adenosine in the stable tachycardia algorithm. Beta blockers, in the case of ACS or STEMI, helps to decrease the workload of the heart. This may be helpful for patients experiencing ischemia with tachycardia. It could be harmful for patients that already have decreased cardiac output, bradycardia, or a heart block. The ACLS recommendation for the use of beta blockers for ACS is to obtain an expert consultation before using. In your MegaCode scenario, if you have an ACS patient and you've already done MONA, you can simply say, "At this time, I would consult with an expert on the possible use of a beta blocker." If the patient has bradycardia, a heart block, or signs of cardiogenic shock, CHF, or bronchospasms, beta blockers are contraindicated. Beta blockers are also suggested for consideration in the stable tachycardia algorithm refractory to vagal maneuvers and adenosine. Beta blockers slow conduction through the AV node and the transfer of potassium across cell membranes, thus slowing down the heart. A beta blocker or calcium channel blocker should be considered for patients that have a heart rate over 150 and are not responsive to adenosine. Because beta blockers slow conduction through the AV node, a first-degree heart block may be seen on the ECG after administration. Beta blockers should not be used in patients with signs of CHF, bronchospasm, or a heart block. Again, you do not need to be familiar with specific beta blocker medications or their doses during your ACLS class. You do need to know, however, that they may be indicated for the treatment of ACS and tachycardia, and you should be familiar with some of their contraindications for their safe use. I hope that you found this review of beta blockers helpful. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.